Good morning. Moments of Melody time again. 5 minutes to help you begin your day. I have in my hand a little leaflet titled, The Best Thing in Life. What would you say is the best thing in life? The first picture shows a man playing tennis, and it says, The best thing in life is not pleasure. The next picture shows a very successful businessman standing by his desk. It says the best thing in life is not success. The next picture, a little girl, a very healthy little girl, says the best thing in life is not health. And the last picture is a stack of money. And it says the best thing in life is not wealth. But the best thing in life is to be saved. What it means to be saved, and he explains it. The past forgiven, new life for the present, assurance for the future. Through this man, Jesus Christ, is forgiveness of sins. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Whosoever believeth on him hath everlasting life. How to be saved? Believe and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Well, that really is the best thing in life. The Gospel according to Dr. Luke. One of the multitude said to Jesus, Master, bid my brother give me a share of our inheritance. And he answered, Why, man, who has appointed me a judge to make awards between you? Then Jesus said to them, Look well and keep yourselves clear of all covetousness. A man's life does not consist in having more possessions than he needs. And he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose lands yielded a heavy crop. And he debated in his mind, What am I to do with no room to store my crops in? And then he said, This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns and build greater ones. And there I will be able to store all my harvest and all the goods that are mine. And then I will say to my soul, Come, soul, thou hast goods in plenty laid up for many years to come. Take thy rest now, eat, drink, and make merry. God said, Thou fool, this night thou must render up thy soul, and who will be master now of all that thou hast laid by? Thus it is with the man who lays up treasure for himself and has no credit with God. The man in the parable made a fatal mistake. He thought things would satisfy. That man didn't have the best thing in life.